Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Wild Wolf Bite. This is a fantasy of sorts, an experience that will take you along for a wild ride. You might have to be careful with how you feel afterwards. Many people feel like they are forever changed once bitten. Adventures can be amazing, walking through unexplored places, finding out the past, exploring history, walking through a forest that just feels wonderful. Close your eyes and imagine yourself walking in a forest, enjoying your own footsteps, the sound of the wind in the leaves, the various smells and scents of moss and trees. Further away there are birds, and more close by is the simple sound of your own footsteps. Sometimes it feels like you could just walk with your eyes closed, feeling the forest, as if your attention, your mind's eye just reaches out and feels everything. Aware of the trees, of the branches, of the path and the moss. Sometimes it almost seems like you're letting yourself be guided by this, rather than following the path. It can be nice to let yourself get lost in these woods. You feel that you are well prepared, so you venture forward and explore. It doesn't take long to enter a part of the forest that has no other footsteps by humans. Sometimes you can almost see traces of animals, hoof prints and paw prints in the mud, signs of trees being rubbed against. It is fascinating to explore here, and so easy to lose yourself in it. It's as if every step leads you deeper, and with every step you allow yourself to drift, to feel, to explore. It's as if you're opening up to the forest itself, allowing your mind to enter a deep trance where it can communicate with nature, listening to the sounds, absorbing the scents, feeling every little living thing around you. it's nice to sometimes stand still and touch a tree. Other times it's easy to get lost looking up to the canopy of leaves covering the sky. Light, shadow, dancing rays of light as the wind ruffles the leaves. It takes a while before you really enter a place that feels mystical. It's so easy to just keep going and let yourself get lost in these sensations, opening yourself up completely to the moment. At one point when you step between some trees, it opens up into a tiny glade. There's a rock in the center, a big flat surface. It looks ancient. There are no other rocks nearby, and as you walk towards it, you notice that the trees circle around it, as if they do not wish to grow closer to this flat rock. There's a sound behind you, but you don't pay it any attention just yet. It's probably just another one of the many forest creatures walking away from you. And then you notice that the rock, while fairly smooth, is not completely bare. There are traces of color on it, mostly a dark red. Looks strange. Again, you hear a sound behind you, and this time you try to look for what it is. You imagine a flash of eyes just before it disappears behind a tree. You're not sure what to do because you're still open and you can feel that there's a story here. And you also feel that you may not be welcome. The trees around the glade are old, much, much older than you. And the stone itself has been worn down by rain and wind over hundreds, thousands of years. When you reach it and lean forward to touch it, you hear a sound behind you. A growl, a low rumble. Again, you look around but don't see anything. You know you didn't imagine it, though. A deep growl is closer to you now. And when you look back, you see a large gray wolf on the other side of the stone. It paces towards you, and you're surprised that you didn't notice it before, as if the wind has changed, you suddenly become aware of its smell. Sweat, fur, power. You look around and so far it looks like this is the only wolf here. It stares straight at you, its eyes bright and intense. It feels tall even for a wolf. While not quite reaching your height, it is still an enormous beast. You know that it would be taller than you were it to stand on its hind legs. It growls again. There's this feeling that it wants you to leave. Slowly you turn around. Letting your eyes leave the wolf, just moving sort of sideways and back to where you came from. You're not sure if this is the right or the wrong move. The wolf stares at you, the wild beast inside of it, judging you. It jumps over the rock when you're almost at the tree line, and it heads towards you. You run. There's no other way, even though you know the wolf will be much faster than you. You run. You do your best to try and remember where you came from, but you don't have any time. You think you hear it next to you as if it's toying with you. Then you feel yourself suddenly pushed down and a sharp pain in your arm barely registers. And the weight disappears. You're allowed to stand up. And now you don't know what to do. Run. Stay. You look at your arm and it doesn't appear to be bleeding. It hurts, but not that much. You look around and you do not see the wolf. And your own body now smells like it. It rubbed itself against you, and the scent is all over you. It's difficult to smell anything else right now. Your head is filled with it. You start walking, hoping to slowly get further away, knowing that running is pointless. After a few steps, you hear a creak, a branch breaking beneath paws, and you turn. It's guiding you back. Every time you try to move away from the stone, the wolf is nearby. And the one time you do try to run again, it immediately jumps on you. And again you feel a pain, this time in your other arm. It bites, but not so hard to damage you. It is a warning, a signal. It slowly guides you back to the glade. There is no choice. Every step, you worry You wonder what the redness on the stone means, what your place is in it all. The wolf appears smarter than you give it credit for. Is it a wild animal, or does it have a purpose? Are those two mutually exclusive? When you enter the glade again, the wolf jumps against your back, pushing you down onto your chest, facing the ground. It rips your clothing, it tears them, biting them off you, sometimes scratching your skin with its teeth. But it's strangely careful. It's as if it knows what to do at a deep instinctual level. Left with some bare tatters of clothing remaining, covering, well, some parts of your body. It stops, and it allows you to sit. If you try to stand, it growls again. You will have to behave. Every movement you make is watched. And when you carefully look around, you notice between the trees there are more eyes. Other wolves are watching. It pushes you forward to the stone. You're not sure what it wants you to do or what would happen. If you don't move fast enough, it bites your leg. Not quite hard enough to break skin, but painful nonetheless. It wants you to hurry up. When you do the right thing, it patiently walks next to you, watching your movements, but as soon as you slow down even a little, it nips at you, pushing you forward, pulling you to the stone. You lay on it, not really sure how. Maybe you should be on your back, but the stone is not quite big enough, so you end up on your side, curled up. It feels like the safest thing to do. You dare not look at what happens next. You can feel a bite against your neck, as if the wolf is holding its jaws against you, able to clamp down at any moment it wants, taking what it wishes. The other wolves enter the glade. They circle around you, and sometimes they nip at your skin. Inside of you, something is changing. A deep calm is spreading. It's as if you are learning your place, learning your hierarchy, who to follow. You are not one of them yet. Now that you are here, you are bound to this place. have to serve it as one of them. Never quite a wolf, still a person, but not really human anymore either. Every bite appears to create a wave of sensation. The jaw around your neck is rhythmically pressing, creating this strange pulse of surrender through your body over and over again. It's as if you are becoming a belonging of the wolves, a pet for these powerful creatures. It would be trivial for them to take you, to bite, to claw, but they are keeping you as something special, as something treasured. And deep inside you can feel that it's good, calming. All the weight of everything else just falls away. They will tell you what to do. They will tell you how to move, how to feel. You must. And this calm spreads so easily. The longer it lasts, the more you relax on the stone. Rather than curling up, you slowly unfurl, becoming relaxed with the sensations, enjoying them almost, as if their little bites, their nips are caring some of the pain turns into something else, and the feeling of being dominated by the wild wolf spreads to your whole body. It's easy to fall asleep like this, and by the time you become aware of how much has passed, it is already dark, and the light of the stars is enough to see yourself changed, while the outside of your body is as it was before. Inside you feel different, small, vulnerable, and part of you knows that you still have a whole journey to go. The wild wolf is the only one that's left. The big, grey, dominant creature who made you its pet. Anytime you move, you can tell that it's observing you, ready to correct you with any mistake you make, because it cares. It wants to train you. You are a little pup in its eyes, completely ignorant of the world around you. It will teach you, and you must obey. Exhausted, you drift. Your body unable to do anything but fall right now. Drifting so deep into a state where this memory, this adventure feels like a dream. And yet, part of you knows how real it can be. Who knows how or where you'll be once you're awakened? Will everything be back to normal, or will you have changed after the bite? One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and nine, 10, wake, and welcome back.